Well, time could be on our side. Hopefully for a couple injuries here in Philadelphia. Zach Wheeler, we need to get him better. And we're waiting news on Landon Dickerson. So joining us right now to talk to Phils and Eagles is Rhea Hughes. Rhea, how are we doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
There we go.
Yeah,
there we go. Now we can hear you. Good morning.
You know what? I turned on a different mic over there, and I was just all of a sudden looking around going, where's my mic?
I thought it was my headphones. I was like, you're fine. It's me.
No. Operator error.
Yes, we can all hear you now. Rhea, how are you doing today?
I'm my finger hurts because I'm frantically hitting refresh on my phone.
I know.
About every two seconds.
For Landon. Yeah, so the practice last night, the open practice, yep. Landon Dickerson, and the video's out there. Some people were in the crowd taking a video. It looked
It's really bright to not let the media people film it, but then have 50,000 people in there.
Yeah, it was kind of hard to get away from that one.
You can't stop them all.
There's just... some things are just dumb.
So if people hadn't seen it yet, there's some video out there of people in the crowd taking a video of the play. And Landon Dickerson, it looked to me like he may have got stepped on by another lineman. And then he stepped awkwardly after that. Yep. And then he had to come off the field in a cart, which is never a good thing.
And so I started the show in a very positive manner. I was trying to be positive, Hugh, which, you know, is really not my strong suit.
But you try.
So I said... he was sitting in the front seat, and I thought that was a positive
sign. That's a positive spin.
I agree with you on that. Usually when it's a significant injury, they're like sprawled out in the back.
Yeah.
Maybe it means he could bend his knee a little bit, right? Because he's sitting in the front with his knee bent.
I'm grasping.
I'm with you.
You said he's just probably trying to be optimistic.
Yeah, and this positivity is brought to you by the Mattress Warehouse, where you can find your perfect night's sleep at the Mattress Warehouse. MattressWarehouse.com.
Yeah.
MattressWarehouse.
I am positive no one does a transition like Hugh Douglas.
Hugh Douglas, I have to say, I worked with you when you first started out in sports radio. And my God, Angela would be so proud. I'm going to have to clip that and send it to him.
Look how far he's come. No, I remember that. It was one read. I butchered it. I had to read it on the air. Everybody's like, what the hell was that?
It was highly amusing.
You've come so far since then.
Yes.
Good times.
But that's my favorite thing that Kyle plays by him.
Well, we have so many.
I can't even get it out.
Ambiguity.
My favorite one with the ambiguity is when Ike at the end is like, come on, man, just spit it out.
What's wrong with you?
I think what did Coach Fangio say? I can't even think of what I was saying.
That was recent. That was two weeks ago.
On a day-to-day basis.
Well, day-to-day, you give us more to talk about. All right, before we get to the Philly stuff, Landon, let's obviously hope it's not that big of a deal.
Yes.
But if he's going to be out a significant period of time, Rhea, how big of a loss would it be?
Well, it's huge. I mean, it's that side of the line is like a wall.
Yep.
I mean, you've got him and Mailata, and it's just, to me, it's huge. And listen, the backup offensive line actually played well on Thursday night, but you know, they were going against Cincinnati's defense, which isn't that great, obviously. But they were still going up against, there were a bunch of first teamers out there on defense. So I thought they played well, but no, he's huge, huge for Saquon. Huge for the tush push. I mean, it's. I said to you before we went on, you were talking about Zach Wheeler. I said, I don't want Zach Wheeler to be gone for the rest of the season. I'm willing to trade Zach taking a seat for 3 weeks for this injury to Landon not to be serious.
Oh, I'd do that in a heartbeat. Hugh, would you sacrifice Wheeler for the next
Bring
3 weeks?
Bring forth the sacrificial lamb.
To save Dickerson.
Yeah, man, because listen, there are certain injuries that you can have on a team where you can still sustain.
The MCL.
And and it's...
torn meniscus.
Yeah, but...
unless
for
you're Joel Embiid.
Yeah, yeah.
He's as big as Joel.
Yeah, I'm sure.
If he's out, that changes the running game a lot. I still think we'll be fine. I think we'll be a pretty decent team, but you want the big guy out there.
Can you get Mekhi back and switch him over?
Sure. I also think about the passing and pressure up the middle, like right in Jalen's face.
Yeah.
You know, like obviously the tackles are huge, but when there's pressure around the edge, Jalen can run around. Yeah. He could step up. If it's right in the middle, that's That throws the whole play off. And I saw something this morning, Rhea. The last 3 years, only four guards have made the Pro Bowl every year.
And he's one of
those four. I mean, they paid him last year. I think at that time he was the highest paid guard in the NFL.
And
deservedly
so.
Agreed, right? He's
and it's
top of the
league. Too. His leadership is massive.
He's a hell of a leader.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's out there yelling, I choose violence.
Yes. The pregame stuff is the best with him.
It's the best. So, you know, it's... I got my fingers crossed.
Me too. As soon as we get news on Lana Dickerson,
I'm nervous at how quiet it is.
You know what I keep waiting for? This usually happens when maybe it's not that bad. You'll get someone who covers a team saying the Eagles, we're sending them for MRI, but they're positive or they're feeling it's not that big of a deal, right?
Yeah, like, I haven't seen that yet.
No, I haven't seen anything. No. Then the longer this goes on, the more nervous I get.
And they're off today, so there's no media accessibility,
right.
So you can't ask questions, which... You generally, they don't tell you anything anyway, but you get a mood around the team. You're getting, they're going to break it to Adam Schefter today. I already broke it to him that he's having the MRI.
Yeah, and I think Schefter said knee, because in the video you couldn't tell, is it knee or ankle?
Yeah, we thought it was ankle in the beginning, and then he said knee.
All right, let's get to the Phils. What's hitting you the most after the weekend? So it was a great weekend. They swept the Rangers. Yep. The Mets can't win a game right now, so they're 5.5 on the Mets, which is incredible.
Are you doing the same thing I'm doing? You keep, like, I'll have the Phillies game on, and if they're... And then I just go to my phone and go, oh, let me see how the Mets... And I was like, yesterday, I went, man, the Mets are up 5-0.
Same thing.
And then Fransky, a couple minutes later, I'm listening to him. He goes, well, the Mets were up 5-0. And I went, ooh, were.
I think they were up 5-0. Then I saw they were up 6-5. And then I saw the highlight of the walk-off. Yes. And I was like, they lost again. This is amazing.
They're losing in dramatic fashion. And I couldn't enjoy it even more.
It's the best. And this could kill their season. I mean, they might just fall apart with all these losses. All right, so what's hitting you the most? Is it the 5.5 up, or is it what's going on with Zach Wheeler right now?
Yeah, no, I'm worried about Zach Wheeler, but not to the point where I'm like, oh, he pitched yesterday. If they took the images, there's nothing out there. I think, remember in 22, they sat him for 26 games or 26 days?
It was right around this time of the year.
And it was right around this time. And I didn't like it because I didn't think there was an injury back then. I think they were, in my mind, they were trying to get his arm right. So it could be one of those things. So I'm not because I just don't think they would have kept him out there that long, you know, if they thought something was structurally wrong with it.
So it was almost exactly this time. So I pulled it up. 2022, he pitched on August 20th, and then he didn't pitch again until September 21st. So it was a month.
So... They sat him for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, would you sit him now?
100%.
Yeah, I would too.
Because you're probably getting Noel's got, what, one more rehab start?
I think tomorrow he'll pitch.
Yeah, and supposedly he's pitched real well. And, you know, you're getting what you're getting out of Taijuan Walker, which is just, you know, surprising. Lizardo seems to have evened out a little bit.
I feel that, yep.
I feel a little bit better about him. Sanchez is just ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You know, and Suarez has been okay. So... I guess you try to but you've got to. It's. I heard what you said earlier. You know, I'm loath to say that we can't win a World Series without Zach Wheeler
they need him.
They need him.
I mean, he's been so good in the playoffs. Yeah, they need him.
He just is, and just because of his mindset.
The tricky part here, and we were discussing this a little bit ago, is what if he doesn't want to go on the IL because he's. He wants to pitch, right? Like, he's admitted to shoulder soreness, but yet he pitched yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, convincing him this is good for you and good for us might be a challenge.
Well, I think it all depends on how he feels today, because I think that's the biggest thing. Like you said, you got Nola coming back. So if he goes out there, if you ask him how he's feeling today and he said, well, I'm a little, you know, little sore or whatever, then say, hey, man, maybe you want to take some time off. You know, if no structural damage. Just take a little bit of time off. Nola's coming back. I think that's the best way.
How do we skip your next two starts?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a simple way to do it.
Then you extend it a little
bit. Yeah, Zach, you're ready on the IL. You're not ready to come back. I like that way. Let's go to the phone lines here. Damond in Delco. Hey, Damond. Damond? What's up?
Hey, what's going on?
I'm here. Hey, good morning to you, fellas. What's happening?
Good morning, Damond. What's going on?
Hey, listen. Not much, man. But the Phillies, I think we're going to be all right. Here's what I believe. All Philadelphia fans, we always treat our teams bad, especially when we're doing good. All season long, the Phils been one of the best teams in baseball. And here we are always doubting. I don't like that. And we just got a new closer. And my man Duran, he the bomb. I believe we should let Wheeler sit down right now. I agree with you, Kyle, when you said that. Sit him down right now. Sit him down now. Let him rest. What y'all think?
I think that's the smartest way to do it. Yeah,
that's what we just spent the last couple months saying.
Agreed. Yeah, that we should do. And especially DeMond, that they have such a big cushion. You know, if they were up one or two on the Mets, it'd be like, you know, that's pretty tight. But they're up 5.5, and they're up 7 games on a playoff spot. So even if the Mets catch up, like, they have a pretty big cushion just to make the playoffs.
I think we are, fellas. I think we are. Now, what I'm scared of is my man Dickerson going down. Now, that's scaring me. The Phillies, I think we're going to be all right. But with Dickerson going down, I got to figure out, I'm trying to see who's going to replace him on the line or who potentially got to replace him on the line.
That is a very interesting question, because we don't know.
And we don't have, like, you know, 2 or 3 years ago when they drafted Juergens high, it was like they had a high pick on the bench.
Yep.
They haven't drafted a lineman since Juergens, I think, in the first 3 rounds. I'm trying to think who the lineman, because they've added a lot of defensive players.
They don't
early
have
in
nobody.
They really don't. Now, they have backups, but they're not, you know, pedigree players.
So Green, the guy they got in the trade for CJ, he's injured, right?
Yep, and he was a first-round pick, but he hasn't played one.
Absolutely hasn't played by, you know, so they've got some guys. What do they still have there? They have Pryor.
Yeah, but it ain't Landon.
Oh, God, no.
It's not Landon, boy. Yeah. That's the thing that's scary.
I think we're going to be in trouble, fellas. I pray and hope not, but I think we're going to be in trouble. Hugh, you quiet on there this morning, too, man. So I'm hoping I got your clue. I need to be in y'all fantasy league this time. That way, I can win it. But I think it's Dr. Phil. Is it Dr. Phil?
Dr.
No.
Phil is a good guess. Hey. We got a couple good doctors already. All right, DeMond, listen.
Dr. Phil?
It's not Dr. Phil. Now, we have a lot of spots left, so you got plenty.
Ask again if it's Dr. Phil. Yeah, maybe it will be.
DeMond will have another chance to get in. We appreciate how much he wants to be in the league. So we've gotten Dr. Huxtable and Dr. Phil so far.
Dr. Phil was a good guess.
Yeah. I was a big Dr. Phil fan.
I did not watch the show.
Yeah.
It just wasn't my kind of thing.
No, I just thought he was like funny. Like
we're talking about not the Dr. Phil. We're talking about from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
That's who I thought he meant.
Oh, I thought you were talking about
Uncle Phil.
Oh, that's Uncle Phil.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Dr. Phil was the doctor on TV.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
It don't matter because neither one of them was right. No. So it's
okay. Like,
well,
especially not Uncle Phil.
Yeah.
Doctor. That's who I thought he was talking about. What was he in the show? Doctor or a lawyer?
I think he was a lawyer.
Okay. Yep. It's funny that Hugh and I both
Esquire.
I'm the only one who went. It was the talk show.
Yeah, the bald guy.
Hugh and I both thought it was Uncle Phil.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
I was a Jerry Springer fan though.
Definitely a Jerry.
That guy
Springer
was. Fan. And we met. He came in studio twice.
Really?
Well, back I think we were on Willow Street. He was the coolest dude. One of the because that show was so crazy.
It was. It was ahead of its time. Yeah.
Oh yeah, and I saw a documentary on it as well. But he was just very, very cool when we met him. He wasn't nuts like
what
the show.
What did he do before he became?
He was a mayor.
He was a mayor of Chicago.
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati. That's right. Cincinnati mayor.
So he went from mayor of Cincinnati to hosting the Jerry Springer Show.
Yes, he did.
That is a wild career track.
Yeah.
Wow. Let's go to Bam in Upper Darby talking about Zach Wheeler. Bam.
Bam. Bam.
Bam. Go once, twice.
Maybe he fell asleep. Oh, wait a minute.
Bam,
no, Bam, what's up?
Bam, what are we doing?
No, my bad. My phone was on mute. You know.
Oh, okay. I got you. Yeah.
Bam, were you at the tennis match last week?
Yes, I was.
I saw you. I didn't get a chance. I had to get out of there after it was over, but I did see you.
I don't dress.
Yes, he did have a dress on.
It was a cheerleading outfit, I thought.
Yes. It's still a dress.
Still a dress.
I was clarifying.
I can't. I wish I could be in your fantasy league, but I can't. I'm in the afternoon show one. But if I had it, can I still make a guess?
No. Okay. Well, because Bam, if you get it right, and then no one else sees you, the game is over.
You're ruining it for everybody.
So you.
If I get it, no, I was gonna say if I got it right, I would have gave it to my man Cowboy Jim because he did help.
No, you're definitely not getting it.
Thanks for telling us.
We can't
how you
do that. Once you, hold on, I want to make a rule here. If you win a spot in the league, you can't give it away. It's not like a ticket to a game where you give it to Cowboy Jim. Cowboy Jim will have to earn his way in the league on his own. And then we're going to rig that against them. But he's going to have to earn his way on his own. Bam, what do you think about Zach Wheeler?
I think we should sit him. You know, the last caller or two callers ago said that we got DeRon now. So I think it's a perfect time to sit him because it's going to be a long way in the playoffs. We want to parade down Broad Street, not go home in the early round.
Well, and then they don't need him right now to get to the playoffs. They might not even need him to next month to win the division. They're up 5.5 games. And Bam, good phone call. They need him in the playoffs. I need him ready to go for game one of the playoffs. That's where my whole thing is next month.
I don't think there's any harm in doing it. And the Duran thing. Yesterday, I'm listening to Fransky and Kevin Stocker, and I guess it's around the 7th or the 8th, and I actually hear Fransky go, Jordan Romano is warming up in the bullpen, and I was like, hell no.
I text
James, I go, they better not even think about it. I mean, it was just, I went, no, absolutely
not. Well, the game was too close for Romano.
It was too close. At that point, it was still only 3-2.
They haven't seen him in a while, right?
Yeah. No, and I'm okay with that. Because I don't think...
We all are.
I don't think Marsh added the extra run in the 9th, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so I'm like, don't you dare do this to me.
No, he's a mop-up guy now. He comes in when the game's a blowout. I want him nowhere near the game.
Did Jeff Hoffman really give up 5 walks yesterday?
I did see that, yeah.
And still won.
They still got through the game. Win. Yeah, right. That's a tightrope walk right there. So I just pulled it up. The Eagles, I'm trying to think of the last time they drafted an offensive line. Like, their backup lineman. Like, do they have anyone that they've taken recently? They really don't.
Keegan?
So Trevor Keegan, yeah, he was a 5th-round pick last year. The highest drafted lineman this year was a 6th-round pick. That was Miles Hinton.
Okay.
The year before that, Steen, but now he starts anyway, he's not a backup. And then the year before that, it was Juergens, who also was a starter. I mean, they haven't taken a depth offensive lineman earlier.
You mean Howie has done something wrong in drafting?
Well, I guess you only have so many picks.
And no,
you,
I'm just kidding.
They didn't take a guard.
Yeah. Well, it hasn't hurt them yet. They've had so much depth there. And I think they're built enough they could get away with one loss, but Dickerson is too big of a loss.
That's a big loss.
It's a huge loss.
That's a big loss.
He's got 500 picks in next year's draft. If it's long term, you might need to use that.
Well, I remember he had all those injuries in college, too. You just wonder how his career will age and how his body will. John in West Philly's up. Hey, John.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, John.
With Dickerson injury, I caught a little bit of whatever he had. But with his injury and stuff, I actually have doom because I think the one thing that's invaluable on offense is the ability to control the game clock through the running game and stuff like that. You keep your defense off the field. You know, you have to score less points if you score when you run the ball and stuff. So I actually hope he's okay. And if not, I hope we use them draft picks from next year.
What about this year, though?
You mean to acquire a replacement?
No, that's what he meant.
Yeah, I would, John, too.
The only thing, I think it's tricky to trade. I mean, what team is going to trade a starting good offensive lineman before the season? You know, like, during the year, maybe a team will say, we're 2-6, we're going to give up, it's a trade deadline. But what team's going to...
A bad team.
Maybe.
That has a good player, probably. I don't know.
Maybe.
You could tell somebody, but I don't know. You... Do something.
Yeah,
because I think that's the biggest loss on the team.
Well, it'd be huge. I just like if you're a bad team and you have a young quarterback, you're still trying to protect that young quarterback. You know what I mean? It's easier to acquire like a linebacker
or
a corner.
Anthony Richardson.
Boy, he's
That's what I was about to say.
That kid has no idea what he's doing out there. Taking that sack the other night, that was wild.
Pray for him.
Yeah, but, maybe a team like that. Yeah, it could be. I mean, they might have to. They may be forced to go trade for an offensive lineman.
Hopefully, even if it's like temporarily to get us through, you know, a month, I'd risk a pick because, you know, I don't know.
You don't know what's going to happen down the stretch. You don't do that for a month.
Well, a month from now.
You don't know what's going to happen down the stretch. Like, I don't.
You don't.
You can't keep getting away with bad starts. And we're already, you know, facing good teams with good passing offenses and stuff. And we already have question marks at the cornerback. So you don't want to start, you know, too much. Like
the corner is a frightening concern.
Of course it is.
It's like, wow, people went, oh, it's Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. I'm going, you do know who they're facing.
CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens. And
if we can just get the ref to take out George Pickens like he took out CeeDee Lamb.
And we play the Chiefs week 2. We have Devontae Adams and Puka Nacua week 3. They all have good receivers.
I think the most egregious thing that I saw from the preseason game was the fact that it was vanilla defense, and they couldn't tackle.
Fangio said that's what upset him about Ringo.
Yeah, it was just tackle. You can't. They just couldn't tackle.
Well, that angle he took was horrendous.
Yeah, listen, better corners than Kelee Ringo will get beat by Jamar Chase.
Sure.
Yeah.
But you got to tackle.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you got to be. That was a routine play.
A 12-yard gain isn't going to lose the game for you.
No.
A 50-yard touchdown will. John, what are you thinking? Fantasy League, a doctor, a famous doctor, according to Hugh Douglas. Who is it?
Can I get something real quick on the Phillies real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Real quick. Mm-hmm. So it's ironic that, you know, our weakest part of the team, which was like the bullpen, suddenly becomes like a strength. Alvarado's coming back. You could burn his arm. So I'm okay with giving Willer time off. I feel like he need to take a page out of, you know, Saquon book, you know, keep the main thing the main thing. Saquon could have, you know, tried to get the award and all that, but, you know, the Eagles sat him down. I think that's the thing that separates the Phillies and the Eagles. So I think they need to make the executive decision and protect their player. We all see, like, even if it's some, like, not anything major, there's something going on. So I don't know. Protect your player. And for the guest, I got Dr. J.
Dr. J.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Now, that's a great guess. That's not it, John, but it's the best guess so far.
Are you not amused with everybody's like, yeah, we're just going to use Alvarado? It's his punishment.
But that's, yes, basically, that's what
but
it
no,
is.
No, but I mean, it's
you're
like,
the diamond
it's like,
girl.
Just going to use it? And
Doe knob. Everybody get a turn.
You.
What?
No, wait a minute.
Well, he means the fact that you mean it about Jose Alvarado just adds to it.
My bad. I would have rolled him until he told me no. That's the first thing I thought about. Don't knock.
When was the last time you
lather Vaseline on me?
When was the last time you heard that term?
Don't knock.
Yeah.
You haven't heard that term?
Well, no, no. It's,
everybody
it's,
get a turn? Diamond?
No,
I've heard the term. It's just I don't think it's used as much anymore.
No,
we're bringing it back.
But it was. It's funny because when you talked about it, so that was the first thing that popped in my head.
You know what's gonna? I'm gonna remember this when Topper uses him like 4 days in a row when he gets back.
Yeah, doorknob. Okay. Everybody get a turn.
I mean, I agree with the premise. Who cares about his arm? Yes. He got suspended. You're gonna pitch every game in September.
Completely agree with
I'm gonna
the
save
premise.
Everybody else as Hugh Douglas is once again taking the show straight off the rails.
I didn't mean to.
Sometimes you mean to. This time you do not. You did not.
Rhea lost it too. Yep.
You made me snort, okay? Just want to let you know that.
Have you ever heard Hugh's famous snort on air?
No.
With Kyle.
Boy, Kyle, why Kyle had those things dialed up so fast?
I am literally crying.
We have an entire drop board of your nonsense. Yeah. Don't you realize this by now?
I'm just saying that was, you know. That's just the first
thing
I thought
about. Save the doorknob.
Jose Alvarado, the doorknob. All right, 215-592-9494.
Might have been my favorite appearance.
Yeah, this was fun. Rhea, thank you. We will talk to you next week.
Day.
All right, we got a lot to get to. We will get to the latest quarterback rankings. The QB tiers are up at The Athletic. We'll tell you where Jalen Hurts came in and what they said about him compared to other Super Bowl winning quarterbacks. Plus, when we come back, we'll talk about something Topper has been doing that we yelled about, and it's actually working out really well right now, including a different version of it we saw Saturday that led to a win. That is coming up. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Let me tell y'all what I did this weekend. I had me some pumpkin spice bacon, and it was good. I'm here to tell you, I had me some pumpkin spice bacon. I had some wine. So now I'm about to tell you how you can get some pumpkin spice bacon. This year, Hatfield is taking it to a whole new level with the newest game changer. Just like I said, pumpkin spice bacon, but it's thick-cut bacon, warm fall spices with a touch of sweetness. It's bold, it's different, and it's delicious. Pumpkin spice bacon is available for a limited time at your local grocery store. Visit simplyhatfield.com for where to buy this delicious bacon. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
Swung on, ripped into right, a base hit. Down the line, Marsh around third, he'll score. The ball goes all the way to the corner. Bader coming around third, he'll be waved to the plate. The throw is late. Bader scores standing up, and Max Kepler comes through here in the seventh to give the Phillies a 2-1 lead.
The music is perfect there, and it counts.
It is.
Phillies sweep the Texas Rangers over the weekend for a lot of reasons, but one of them, Hugh Douglas, Topper's platoons in the outfield are working. How about this statistic? Since the trade deadline, the Phillies outfield has the fourth best outfield production in all of baseball.
Pushing the right buttons.
Well, Topper is. And last week, I did say I didn't want to see it anymore. Specifically, here's what frustrated me last week. Hugh, I wanted to see Bader every day, right? And whatever he does in the other spots, I'm okay with. But it's still been Bader part of the platoon. But Saturday, I thought, brought us to a different level with this.
What's that?
Well, Max Kepler played, but he didn't play over Harrison Bader. Max Kepler played on Saturday against Jacob deGrom in for Nick Castellanos, which means we could be getting to a point here in these platoons where maybe Bader carves out an everyday spot. I still think he should. Left field, Brandon Marsh has been awesome for 2 months, and he clearly should be the one side of the platoon and play most days against righties.
Mm-hmm.
And then the lefty version, I think when Bohm gets back, that becomes Otto Kemp out there with Brandon Marsh in left. But, Hugh, we are now getting to the point where I thought Saturday would open up the question in my mind. Is now Nick Castellanos part of the platoon situation? Is Castellanos no longer looked at over there as a definite everyday player? Is he part of the platoon? And my feeling on it is he should be. I don't think Castellanos has played well enough this year that he should get a locked-in spot. If they have five outfielders they like, I would put Castellanos as part of the rotation, just like everybody else. He'll play some days. But if there's a tough righty out there, I think Kepler probably gives you a better at-bat against tough righty. Hugh, what did you think of Castellanos not playing Saturday and the idea he might now be part of this shuffle?
I think that you do things out of necessity.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, the buttons that Topper have been pushing, the bottom of the order has been a lot better.
Absolutely.
Bottom order has been better. So I don't think it would be a smart thing to do to be upset because you're not the Iron Man that you were a year ago, especially when you have the team turning the corner at this time of the year. Like, go back to last year. Remember when we went on the trip overseas to play in the Mets and how the tale of two seasons.
Yep.
The Mets started to take off a little bit. Kind of feels like we're in that spin cycle now. Feels like we're in that cycle. So if Topper's pushing all the right buttons, you can't make it about you. Definitely can't make
it
about
you. You're saying from Castellanos' perspective.
Yeah.
Now let's workshop this, though. Do we think – now, on Saturday, Topper said that he gave – what was his rationale again? It was like the turf at Globe Life Field. That's why he gave –
turf's hard.
Yeah, turf is hard down there, so he's trying to get everyone to start. I don't buy that. I think he wanted to see what it would look like with Kepler getting at-bats against a righty like DeGrom and not Castellanos.
Mm-hmm.
So this was a way of saying it without saying it. Now, let's be real. If Castellanos doesn't start one of these games in Cincinnati against a righty – He's going to recognize what's going on. I mean, Castellanos is not a dummy. Like, if he doesn't start, he starts every day. He started every day around here for years.
Yeah, he was that guy.
Right. So if he gets 2 days off in the span of a week, he's going to start asking questions. How do we think this is going to fly with Castellanos?
I think if you're winning, Joe, you can't really upset the apple cart, and that's what I'm talking about. If the formula is working and it's better for the team, you got to put your individual accolades aside and do what's best for the squad.
I agree with you. Do we think Nick Castellanos is going to take this line down?
Yes.
No, I do not.
Take this line down is funny. Like he's being disrespectful.
No, take it like he's not going to put up a stink.
I know what you're saying, it's what's best for the team.
I agree with you. But we did this already in June, didn't we? He took him off the field for defense, and Castellanos
had a fit.
Had a conniption.
And after that, he was cool.
No, well, what also hasn't happened after that? He hasn't taken him off the field for defense ever again.
Well, they looked at the numbers. He wanted to go back and look at the numbers. Yeah. And then after that, he kind of cooled out a little bit, right?
Right, but Castellanos has not gotten better defensively. He just hasn't taken him off the field anymore.
Okay, well, now you have another sampling size of what it looks like. So, yeah, I don't think he has a leg to stand on.
So, I think we're in agreement. I just don't think this is going to be a smooth thing.
You think he's going to have a fit?
Of course he's going to have a fit.
I don't think that would be a good look for Castellanos, though.
Was it a good look when he did it in Miami?
Well, he didn't understand in Miami. He was confused.
So, what are we talking
about? So, I think now he's gotten the data that he was looking for. He's like, oh, yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe he's feeling like that.
This is going to be harder for him to accept. this is going to be
I don't really think it should be.
Wait a second.
When you can't argue with the results, Joe.
But let me ask you a question. When you were playing, if they told you, we're going to take you off the field for half your snaps, you would say okay?
Oh, that ain't never happened. Not in my prime.
Well, Castellanos
my latter years.
Hold on. We can make a case that Castellanos is in his Jacksonville days. We're towards the end here.
In my latter years?
Yeah.
Really didn't have no choice in the matter. Didn't like it, but Well, you didn't like it, but... You saw you weren't producing. I wasn't producing.
Yeah.
So it was one of those things where, you know, I couldn't do anything about it.
So here's where I'm at moving forward. I am on Team Topper on this. And Team Topper on the Castellanos thing. I'm on Team Topper
so
now.
So you don't apologize.
No, not apologizing.
His moves.
Here's what I need. I need Bader in center field every day. Left field, I like the Marsh platoon with whatever right-handed bat we're talking about. Probably going to be Kemp in the next couple days. And in right field, if he wants to platoon Kepler and Castellanos, I'm cool with it.
Can I just say this? For Harrison Bader, just to be a guy, and I'm not calling anybody out.
He is just a guy, though.
But he's been a hell of a guy since he's been here.
He's their best guy.
he's been, like I just go back to the, you know, trade deadline and how we were all excited about Deron.
What would you call Harrison Bader?
Okay, he's true to what he was billed as when he got here.
He's their best guy.
Yeah, but he's been pretty decent since he's been here.
He's having a good season.
Yeah. I mean, but it's just, I just think about the level of disrespect that was levied this way when everybody was like, oh, he's just a guy.
But that's
he's been
what
pretty darn good.
But wait, though. His career so far is just a guy.
I'm just saying, it just feels like he's been more than just a guy. I know what you're saying, but he feels like he's been more than just a guy.
I agree. I mean, that catch yesterday was awesome. I do think he's having a better than just a guy season. Like, this is his best year so far. And then the Phillies are capitalizing on it now. Look, I want him to play every day. He should be the center fielder every day. Left field, give me Marsh most days against righties. I'll put Kemp out there against lefties. And if it becomes a Castellanos-Kepler platoon in right field,
So be it.
And Nick Castellanos hasn't produced enough this season to warrant, like, no doubt about it, he plays every day. And no one loves Kepler, but he might be a better option as he was Saturday against a tough right-handed pitcher. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on that? I mean, Castellanos now, and I know Topper tried to pretend it was the turf at Globe Life Field. I mean, come on. No one's buying that. He's part of
Topper a liar.
In that case, sound like he was. What'd you take from that? You buy that? Come on.
I think he is trying to, like, I think he's coming up with different excuses to get Castellanos off his feet.
Of course,
and out of the lineup a little bit because he's not been good. I mean, Kepler's been, I guess, better hitting the ball harder. Topper did tell us a few weeks ago.
Are you good with the Kepler Castellanos platoon if we get there?
Yeah, I mean, look, at this point, they got nothing really to lose with how well it's working. So you might as well just ride the hot hand.
Well, the only thing they have to lose is a petulant upset. Castellanos is not going to take this well.
What's the worst that can happen? He hits worse than he already has been?
He plays worse defense than he has? Well, he's going to put up a stink like he did in Miami. Uh-huh. I mean, that's...
I don't think he's in a position to do that, though.
I think Castellanos doesn't recognize who he is sometimes. All right, so they're facing a lefty tonight. Castellanos certainly will be in the lineup. They face a righty tomorrow. They face a righty on Thursday. Righty on Wednesday. So they face two righties in a row. Let's see if Castellanos plays all three games in this series. If he does not, we have ourselves a platoon in right field as well. Let's go back to the phone lines, 215-592-9494. But first, Hugh, we're giving away a spot today in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League. The draft is going to be at McGurk's Live Draft Wednesday, September 3rd. McGurk's in Royersford will be there doing our live draft after an entire station day out there at McGurk's.
It's going to be a whole day.
Oh, it's going to be fun. Day before the NFL season starts. But we're giving away spots in our Fantasy League. A spot up for grabs today. Hugh's clues. First clue was?
It's a doctor.
A famous doctor?
Famous doctor.
How about clue number two today?
This doctor is not from around these parts, not from America.
So this is a famous doctor that's not American.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is where we're going today. Famous doctor that is not American. Tom in Wilmington is up next on WIP. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good,
hey,
Tom. What's up?
Good. I was at the practice last night and seeing Landon go down, man, that hurt. He seems like such a good dude, and, like, I really was upset. Him getting hurt last night. Do you have any idea? Do you think it's a torn ACL, or do you have any opinion what you might think it is?
We don't want to recklessly speculate. We're hoping for the best. So, we are definitely hoping for the best.
Tom, I was watching a video last night. So I don't know if you've ever seen these, but like a doctor or a former football doctor will kind of watch these injuries, and that person will commentate, like give an opinion just based on the video. So I saw a couple of those, and they were trying to decide between, did they think it was an Achilles injury or a knee, just how he was kind of hobbling around. And the one thing I will say positively is the fact that the Eagles are taking an MRI on his knee today, not his Achilles, that made me feel better. Because typically, I feel like knee injuries, it could be a season ender, but it also could just be like a sprain, you know, 3 to 6 weeks, and then he's back.
Yeah.
Usually when it's an Achilles, it's bad, right? It's not normal to have a kind of a slight Achilles injury. If it's
Achilles, it's a wrap.
It's a wrap, right? So the fact that they're taking the MRI on the knee, that makes me feel a little bit better.
Yeah, for sure. I do have a guess for a famous doctor.
Mm-hmm. What do you got?
I'm going to guess Doctor Who.
Doctor Who. That is a really good guess.
It's also up Hugh's alley. Now, Tom, that is not it. We appreciate it and the try there.
I was
there.
In a Doctor Who documentary talking about Doctor Who.
You were in a Doctor Who documentary? Man, why do you wait to tell us these things?
What's the documentary called?
I forgot.
Well, I mean, how many Doctor Who documentaries are there?
I was in one, but it's it was a long time ago.
I know, but
big
like
Doctor Who fan.
But I'm just wondering how many of these documentaries are.
I don't think there's been a few. I don't think it's been a lot.
Well, that's why I think we could probably find the documentary and find the audio of Hugh Douglas. I mean,
Doctor Who Confidential, is that what it's called?
I don't remember.
Sure you do.
I don't remember.
When was this?
That was a while ago. You know, today, since we're here, today is the 20th anniversary of T.O. doing sit-ups in the front
yard. Don't start deflecting.
I'm not. I'm just, that's
Kyle, I found it. I find it.
Okay. It's relevant.
You did? You found Hugh?
Yeah. The Best of the Doctor, 2005-2011, the documentaries. And they include actresses, actors, former NFL defensive end and radio personality Hugh Douglas. Who invited
I
you
have
to this?
Layers.
How did you get involved in a
because
documentary
I'm
about
a Doctor Who fan.
Right, but how did
I have layers like an onion. I'm just not this pretty face that y'all see on the radio every day.
Here's the question. How did they know to ask you to be in this?
Because when I got a chance to talk to them about Doctor Who, they were pretty impressed with my knowledge of Doctor Who.
Right, okay, but let's say that I have knowledge and I was really a big fan of a certain character on a TV show. How would the people making the documentary know that?
Because I know people.
Oh, this is your acting connection.
I keep trying to tell y'all, man. This is just not another pretty face. I have layers. Yeah. I have substance.
So someone else dropped out and they needed
vision.
Someone at the end. Hugh, can you come in?
It might have been something.
Yeah,
like
we got to talk to you. All right, Bill is up next on WIP. Hey, Bill.
Bill.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How you doing?
Pleasure to talk to Hugh Douglas. The Jiggly Guy's all right, too.
The Jiggly Guy.
Bill, I appreciate you, and I like that. Bill, what do you got for us today?
Well, we're talking about Castellanos. I think he's a little fragile.
Mm-hmm.
You take him out of the lineup. He always plays up that 10-year vet thing. I think you hurt his feelings, and you might bring down to Harper and all them guys. I think it's a bad move to not play him every day, even though I'm not a huge fan.
So, Bill, I will say, to go off of what you're saying, I think it is the right baseball move. Like, if he's struggling against righties and Kepler's better against righties and the opposite lefty, like, I think I could see the logic of the baseball move. It works Saturday. But I think you're right. I think Castellanos, if they start not playing him half the time, is going to put up a stink.
I agree. As far as the pitching goes, I think we could go without wheels for a little bit. The starters are good, and that Durant pickup was so much bigger, and especially with Alvarado back. I think he wins some games to get in the playoffs without him for a few starts.
Well, especially with Nola coming back. Yeah, and you're right. Alvarado helps, too, in the bullpen. And Duran is awesome. I mean, he just gives you so much confidence when he goes in the game. Like, the game is over.
I haven't felt like that way in a long time. It feels good. But other than that, I mean, Dickerson's a big thing with the Eagles. I think we could do something with that because they were so great. But I pray to God it's not an ACL, MCL thing. But if it is, I'm more worried about a cornerback than I am with Dickerson, honestly. But even with our pass rush healthy and going full blast, I think one of these cornerbacks might actually work, but I would love a better veteran cornerback.
Well, me too. I wish we still had Darius Slay, but that ship has sailed. Bill, what's your guess for Hughes Clues for a spot in the Fantasy League?
Well, I can't think of one, but I'm going to say Dr. Frankenstein.
Dr. Frankenstein.
That's a good guess.
We've gotten more good doctors than I anticipated. You made it sound like there weren't that many. There's been plenty of doctors.
No, I was wrong about how many famous doctors there were.
There's a good amount of famous doctors.
I know. See, because I know what I'm doing.
I'm not sure about that.
Push it.
Last segment, you sent Rhea into snorting, laughing so hard.
Door knob.
Yeah, especially when you consider that the context of that was Jose Alvarado.
Yeah.
You called him.
Would that's what we – that has been stated for the last couple of weeks.
That was very questionable.
Well, not in that way.
Nobody stated that.
No one said it that way.
Well, let's be honest. Joe said last week that he's probably going to burn his arm out because that's his penance for doing what he did. And so when Rhea said, I was like, oh, like doorknob, everybody going to get a turn. Like, he's going to be the sacrificial lamb.
Well, in so many words, yeah.
Yeah.
He is going to be the sacrificial lamb. I think, one, if he's pitching well, he can help them down the stretch of the season.
Well, he should. You know, he should want to do that, though, especially with the bind that he put the team in when he got popped.
Yes. The other thing I think to note on the Alvarado situation is, you know, Hugh, if he was a young pitcher that had a lot of years left with the Phillies, you could say, all right, they still need to protect his arm. And I'm not trying to allude to the idea they would want to get him hurt. Like, no one wants to get anyone hurt. But his contract has a team option for next year, right? So let's play it out. Let's say the Phillies use him a lot in the month of September, and he either gets hurt or he's not as effective. They don't owe him anything after the season, is my point. Like, they don't it's not like they signed him to a 5-year deal with all this money for the next 5 years, so they have to consider their investment. I mean, basically, it's year to year with him, and they could just say, thanks, Jose. Or if he pitches well and everyone's good with him, he could be back here next year.
Yeah, and I would think that with the way that the season went for you, you want to try to get back into good graces as much as you possibly can.
He with them.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think he'll take the ball whenever they ask. But that's one of those things, especially after they clinch. Like, if they clinch with a week to go, Jose, you're going to take down some innings, buddy. We got to get everyone on some rest for the postseason. Big V is in Mount Laurel. Hey, Big V.
Yo.
What's up, man?
Big V, what's up?
Hey, I hope you guys had a good weekend, man. But, Joe, I think this is you being hyperbolic again.
What am I being hyperbolic about?
Cassiano, everything.
Well, hold on. I mean, what do you think about Cassiano? Is he going to be okay with being platooned?
Well, see, Cassiano seems to be a very passionate, emotional player.
Agreed.
There are certain things that could push his button and motivate him to, you know, once again, reaching his level of...
It's a filibuster.
Yeah. I would hope it motivates him, but we'll see. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, like, remember the playoffs? Philly fans were giving him a hard time. He gets up to the plate, starts saying, you know, if you're lip reading, you know what he said, and he smacks that home run.
Mm. But the difference is he plays every day. He always plays every day. And now we just watched him not play on Saturday. And I get the feeling they might not play him as much moving forward here. That's a big difference.
Well, one is that, you know, you're... success level and your predictions aren't very good, but you look at the simple fact that him not playing could motivate him to play better when he does play.
We agreed on that. My point is, if they already have kind of broken the seal here and they played Kepler over him, it could happen again, and I wonder how he's going to handle that.
Excuse me, Hugh, what was your cliche on if
was a fifth,
we all get drunk. So that's what I feel about your if. You know, let's not be hyperbolic on ifs and scenarios.
Wait, it's not hyperbolic. It's not hyperbolic. They have 5 outfielders that they rotate, and now they didn't play Castellanos, who plays every day. You don't see what's going on here?
Yeah, I see that Castellanos didn't play, and we won.
Right. I mean, I see that too.
I'm not going to turn that into something else based on an if. Okay, let's look at what we have at hand. Right now, we're good. We're pretty close to being the hottest team.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we're on pace. Right now, I'm looking forward to you apologizing and saying that they didn't have to sell the farm to win the championship trophy.
Yeah, again, there's a long way.
You should apologize for making everybody dumber with this phone call.
There's a long way to go before the World Series here. Big thing.
Kyle, can I really make you dumber? I mean,
yes, you could bring me down to your level.
No, brother.
Yeah,
Big V,
I'm
guessing you're not like concerned at all about Zach Wheeler and his velocity?
No, I'm not concerned about Zach Wheeler. Give him a couple days off. He'll do fine.
Nothing to see.
Well, they gave him 7 days off before his last start, and his velocity was worse. You know that?
And if he does not perform, then we bring in somebody else.
No, there's no one else to bring in. Who are they bringing in?
They can bring in your buddy from the farm that you've been talking about, trading.
No, I don't know if that's going to work out the way we want it to, Big V. All right, Big V, we appreciate the phone call. You know, Big V's phone call is usually kind of, you know, all over the place. That one was particularly tough.
That was a rough one.
Yeah.
I didn't, you know, it was a lot. It was a lot.
Sometimes I like to argue with Big V, and sometimes Big V just, like, makes my brain hurt. Like, I'm not angry. Mm-hmm. Like, there's certain callers that, like, drive me crazy. Big V doesn't really drive me that crazy. He just...
Because you know what he is at this point.
And that would be?
Delusional.
Oh.
Would you disagree?
No, I thought we was...
Well, we were. I'm taking the high road.
I thought we were going somewhere else.
What were you thinking, Hugh?
None.
Go ahead.
None.
Just speak your mind.
We did that already. No, we good. I ain't got nothing to say. didn't know where we were going with. I didn't know. So.
Well, I never know where we're going with any of Big V's phone calls. I mean, that's the problem here. Let's grab Ken in Cinnaminson. What's up, Ken?
Ken.
Morning. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hey, Ken.
You, I didn't have you pegged as an Anglophile. You're a Doctor Who fan. That's another thing we have in common.
Yeah, big Doctor Who fan. I haven't, like, lately, because the series has been all over the place. I haven't been able to catch up with the newer Doctors. But the last one I saw was the female and the brother. They had the brother was the last Doctor. So yeah,
you like that one, right? You said you liked that
one? Yeah, it was okay, but it's ongoing, and the new Doctor regenerates every now and then, and I think they went back. I think Rose is the new Doctor. If you don't follow the series, I don't know why I'm telling you this, but somebody that was a Doctor who she hung out with him, I think she's the new Doctor. I'm not sure, though, because I haven't been able to keep up with it.
Yeah, I haven't watched it in a lot of years, but I used to watch it when I was younger, and I used to actually. You could read the books in about 20 minutes, so I used to read them like between classes when I was at school. Like I had an hour to kill in the library, just go read a Doctor Who book. So
Doctor Who been around a long time.
I never would have guessed that. Never would have guessed that. So that's cool.
Yeah.
You cannot overstate the importance of Zach Wheeler to this baseball team. Rhea said earlier she's not willing to say they can't win the World Series without Zach Wheeler. I am more than willing to say they cannot win the World Series without Zach Wheeler. So whatever is going on, and it's really a shocking development that Rhea and I don't agree on something. Whatever they have to do to figure out what's going on with Zach Wheeler, that's what they have to do. Because if they lived him through at 94 with, you know, struggling with his location just to win a division, and then they don't have Zach Wheeler when they need a post for two, maybe three starts in a seven-game series, It's all pointless. It's all of it was worthless. So they've got it. Whatever's wrong with him, if he needs a month off, if he needs to go to the spa, if they need to send him to Aruba for a few weeks, they need to do whatever they need to do to get Zach Wheeler right. Otherwise, this is all an exercise of futility.
Yeah, and they have an opportunity here, Ken. They're up 5.5 in the division. They're up 7 on a playoff spot. This is why it's great to have a cushion. I mean, if they were tied or they were behind 4, then it'd be harder. But they have a huge cushion where you could say, hey, Zach, take 2 weeks, take 3 weeks, and we're still going to be in first place when you get back.
They got to figure it out. They need him. He is the most important piece of a World Series run. Is Zach Wheeler. He's just that important to this team.
Yeah, and he doesn't look right now, regardless of the results yesterday. I mean, the velocity's down pretty significantly across the board. All right, Ken, what do you got for us? What's your guess for the Doctor?
Well, I was going to go in a different direction, but now learning that Hugh is an Anglophile, I'm going to go with Sherlock Holmes's sidekick, Dr. Watson.
Watson. That is not it, but a good guess.
Really good guess.
We're getting some unique guesses here. 215-592-9494. Back to all your phone calls and the Phillies coming up. We still await news on Landon Dickerson. As soon as we have it, we'll pass along. Plus, when we come back, a new quarterback list. One of my favorite ones every year from The Athletic. The quarterback tiers. Where's Jalen Hurts? We'll hit it next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.